I'm glad to be here, Mark. Thank you.
Good stuff. As always, we'll be focusing on Finn Harps and Derry City. It's been a great couple of weeks for both clubs. Let's start with Finn Harps. A home fixture against Longford Town tomorrow night and looking to make it 3 wins on the bounce and 5 unbeaten. It's been a welcome upturn in form for Kevin McHugh's side.
Yeah, I suppose we went through a very sticky patch there a while back. So I suppose it's nice to get a positive results. And obviously that brings on confidence. You know, once you're getting results and things are going well, obviously not conceding too many goals, not scoring a lot, but keeping clean sheets and winning games. And that's what you want, you know, in order to push up the table. And obviously that also breeds confidence in the group of players as well. They are good enough. And, you know, you hope that they're putting a good performance tomorrow night against Longford. You should get another 3 points as well. So that'll obviously help them close the gap between themselves and Wexford.
Yeah, things have been looking very positive. Some of the experienced players coming back from injury, the youngsters that have come in have done so well. We're seeing some movement in the transfer window. It's important to kind of keep that positive momentum going and battle when it's there.
Yeah, no, agreeing with you. You know, I suppose there was probably a stage there where, you know, there's a lot of young lads probably playing together. So, you know, lacking a wee bit of leadership, maybe from a point of view of experience. So having experienced players coming back into the squad definitely helps the younger lads, and obviously then you've got, you know, better players as well coming back in as well helps. And then a few signings, so, you know, obviously he's targeting a few areas, and I presume there'll be more signings coming as well before the end of July, so that'll all help. So, you know, it's very positive, you mentioned earlier, so if we keep that run going now, and again, you know, the idea would be for them to close the gap. And I suppose the goal will be try to get into that playoff spot if they possibly can. So, you know, plenty of football to play still. But if they, you know, and keep their own going as long as possible, winning breeds confidence, you know, and you get a wee bit more luck too when you're winning games. So hopefully they can keep that and continue that nice roll around. You know?
So moving on to tomorrow's game against Longford, these sides have drawn twice already this season. But with Harps on the good run, there's a huge opportunity to pick up another 3 points here, isn't there?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I mean, I suppose Longford's form hasn't been great all season, probably, you know. So, but yeah, listen, at home, and this is the key one really for me, is at home you need to start winning games and make yourself difficult. And performances have been good. Obviously, a big result against Dundalk at home when they beat 1-0 and scored a penalty. So, you know, you're hoping they can, you know, let's say, keep the run going. Put in a big performance tomorrow night in front of the home crowd. Get a wee bit of support behind them, obviously, and try to get 3 points and, you know, and they close the gap between Wexford, as I said earlier. UCD are a few points ahead of them as well. So they're the goal and the targets probably for Kevin McHugh and his coaches and players try to go and try to get into the playoffs spot for the end of the year.
Yeah, in other First Division games, leaders Dundalk, they're away to Kerry, Cove at home to Athlone Town, Wexford travel to play Bray Wanderers and Treaty are in the capital to face UCD. Suppose with the likes of UCD playing Treaty and Bray Wanderers playing Wexford, tomorrow night's the kind of night that could see the battle for the playoffs kind of tighten up depending on how results go, and Harps will definitely be looking to get themselves back in that mix.
Yeah, I think so. You know, if they can get 3 points against Longford, then you've got UCD then after that. So that gives you an opportunity to try to close the gap again. So that's a big 6-pointer as such. And then you have the cup coming up the week after that. So they're obviously home to UCD and that. So, you know, it's a wee breather from the league campaign. So yeah, there's some two big games, you know. So, and they're well capable. Obviously the games won't be easy, but they're well capable of getting 6 points out of the next two games, which is Longford and home and UCD.
Moving on to the Premier Division, and Derry City, they've found some consistency and momentum since their mid-season break. 3 wins from the last three and have moved right up the table, Declan.
Yeah, joint second the table along with Bowes. You know, Rochelle McGrove was a few points ahead as well. So their form has been really good. You know, again, similar to the Harps, not conceding many goals. You know, obviously 3 now result against Strata, which is a big result because Strata have been going good, really, really good. Of late and are hard to play against. Very, very difficult opponents. Very, very good. They defend the box very well and good at set plays. Throughout it, that was a big result last week. You know, can they bring that form into beating Waterford? I think they should. I think of all the teams that are down the table that I've seen so far this season, Waterford are probably, for me, the weakest team of them all. So I think Derry City can put in a big performance and get 3 points. I think the last time they played actually at Waterford might have got something out of that game. So it'll not be easy, obviously, but Gary at home, you expect them to turn them over and put a bit of extra pressure onto Shamrock Rovers, who are away to Sligo Rovers on Saturday night.
Yeah, you mentioned Shamrock Rovers at the top there. These are the kind of games that if Derry are going to be there or thereabouts at the end of the year, they can't be slipping up against Waterford at home. They have to go and pick up all 3 points and try to keep the pressure on.
Yeah, no, absolutely. With the squad of players that they have and the budget that they have, for sure, they need to be winning these games at home. And that was probably very evident last year where when they came into the last six or seven games at home, they didn't get the right results and they ended up losing the league as a result of that. So you got to have your form has to be good at home, and especially coming to the crucial stage of the season, the last third of the matches, you need to make sure that your home form is good, and that's an area probably they'll be looking to address this year. But yeah, listen, you know, as I said earlier, with the quality of players, and obviously with Michael Duffy, who's firing on all cylinders, probably been the best player in the league all season. You know, if they have him obviously on song, it'll make a big difference to them going and getting 3 points or not on Friday night.
Derry have also been doing some business in the transfer market since it opened. Tiernan Lynch has made no real secret about wanting some new faces to come in, and has also said we'll be seeing some faces leave. Do you expect a lot of deals to be done in the transfer window?
Yeah, I suppose, you know, I'm thinking of Sligo Rovers have obviously signed 4 players, you know, so Cork have signed 3 players. So you can see yourself that's the two teams that are down near the bottom. They're fighting for that, you know, the relegation spots. So you're thinking to yourself, so the rest of the teams are all be adding players for sure. There's no doubt about that. You know, and it's an opportunity, obviously, for players that are not playing, maybe to get them out. You know, so, and you can see that as well. Derry have done that. They brought in, I think it's 3 players that they've brought in so far. So, and they've let one or two go as well. So, you know, if you're bringing players in, you're going to let players go as well. Or you're giving them the opportunity to go somewhere and play football, so whether on loan or not. So, yeah, listen, I don't think Derry City will be any different than the other team. They're all looking to strengthen in July. I know Waterford is similar as well. So, Galway have made 1 or 2 signings as well. So, it's very early yet, obviously, in July. But before the end of the season, you'll think that most teams will be happy with their squads and will have changed a few players as well.
Elsewhere tomorrow, St Pat's at home to Bowes, Shelburne play Cork City, Drogheda at home to Galway United, and the league leaders Shamrock Rovers, they don't play until Saturday when they go to the Showgrounds to face Sligo. See, in terms of the overall picture of the league, Declan, are Shamrock Rovers still catchable? And if so, are Derry the only team that are kind of capable of staying with them and making it a proper title fight that goes down to the wire?
Yeah, listen, I know there's a few games, obviously. Shams are well ahead at the minute, but they've got a couple of games advantage over some of the teams that are obviously chasing them. So they've been the best team this year so far. So I'm looking forward to seeing them tomorrow on Saturday night in Showgrounds to see what they're like. But when they have a fully fit squad of players, you know, so they definitely for me have the best squad. And you know, listen, it'll be interesting to see how Europe affects them as well. So Europe normally has a wee bit of effect on them. I know they played a few games in advance of Europe, so they get the rest of the weekend. But player for player, if fully fit, they're definitely the best squad of players in the league. And you know, can they produce the form that got them the league 2 years ago? So that'll be a big chase, obviously, for Bradley and his squad of players. But yeah, listen, you know, it's in their hands at the moment. You know, and they can keep the form going. They're going. They're obviously very easy and the eye as well to watch. They play attractive football. They're very exciting players, and they have a great quality at the top end of the pitch that can cause all teams all sorts of problems. So, yeah, listen, for me, I think keep what they're doing, they'll definitely go and win the league, but it's a long way to go.
Declan, thanks very much for joining us on The Score, and I will talk to you again soon. All right, take care.
Thank you, Matt.